It's KTOO, Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Chef Lionel Udipa was supposed to be here for Foodie Friday, but he's unable to make it. There's a lot of food stuff happening. There's Food Truck Friday happening out at the Lemon Creek Laskin Brewing location right now with DuPont Dogs is going to be happening this afternoon. There's lots of stuff going on, and one of the things happening all this weekend is the Jump Film Festival. So we've got some folks here from the Jump Society.
There are no movies about food.
No, that's true. Yeah, well, that's funny.
Kind of like
there's so much food going on.
There's like one clip of a bear eating a salmon, I think, but
food.
That's the closest you get.
But we do have lots of different kinds of toppings for popcorn.
It is true.
You can have your own amazing popcorn experience.
You can have a foodie experience in the Gold Town Nickelodeon tonight. There's also going to be some Alaskan beer served there. I'll be opening up cans there for folks. It's my that's as far as I go in bartending. I open up cans for people. But Greg Chaney and Aaron Searing are both here from the Jump Society, and it's the Winter Film Festival. We had you guys had the first showing, and I should say I'm also part of the Jump. I'm on the board of the Jump Society as well. So this feels like a family affair here. We're all hanging out, but it was a really had a great show. Full house last night.
It was packed.
People were really excited about the shows,
and it's a good show too.
It's a really good show. It's a fun show. There's a couple of longer set pieces that are really really well done. Sort of short films under 15 minutes, but still little short films. Most of the others are kind of 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah, kind of spice it up and pick it up again. And they're beautiful, though, too, the little ones.
One of the really exciting things, Greg Chaney came up with this crazy idea that he was going to do a film and produce most of it, but have parts of the film that when the audience members first come in, he grabs the audience members, tells them to say one line, puts them in a crazy outfit, puts them in front of a green screen, and then pulls them back out, and he does that with, what did you get, nine or ten?
Eight last night. Well, that's not including the crowd scenes.
Yeah, and then shot the crowd scene, and then at the last movie of the night incorporates everyone who is at the show that night.
At least it worked last night.
It worked last night.
It was amazing.
A miracle.
It was a miracle.
Hallelujah, we got a movie.
Editing under an incredibly short time frame.
How did that come about, that idea?
Well, I just wanted to do something that kind of pumped a little life into the short film scene in Juneau, because what's happened with YouTube and all of the little devices everybody has, people are watching short films all the time now, and which is kind of amazing. It's an explosion of an art form that really was kind of a small thing for a lot of years, and now it's basically mainstream. But what's really happened with it is people don't see the need to go to theaters as much. And so, going to this theater and, with our community, it's a fun experience. So I thought, well, let's turn this more into an event that's, a live event where you actually – every night you go, the show will be different, and it'll incorporate the people who come. So – It's kind of a hybrid of filmmaking and, a live event. But
got to say, Greg, we were at a little one of our board meetings when you first pitched that idea, and the rest of us all went, Chaney's nuts.
Yeah.
Lost it. Like, this
go
is,
for it, man.
Okay, Greg, whatever you say, man.
Yeah,
it worked.
And then last night it was like, that's a movie. It's got characters and a plot and everyone's involved and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And the story's pretty fanciful, but you can definitely follow the story.
I want it. Full disclosure, Andy Klein does appear
in
the short film. So
and you got an actual amazing actor, and Donnie Gott is also in it.
Yeah,
she's
that was
fantastic.
Wonderful to
that
get
was
her.
That was quite a coup to actually pull an actual
amazing,
very good actor.
Yes.
There. That was very good.
Yeah,
but that's sort of one of the highlights. The last film of the night is a big highlight, because if you go to this performance, if you go to the film festival night, you'll be in the film.
Right.
You'll be on the last film of the night. It's pretty fun.
And show up early, you could be a cameo.
You have a speaking role.
Right.
Actual speaking role.
Right.
Right.
Line, please.
You got to be in the union first.
Pay your dues.
Yeah. You could be contemptuous and a diva. It'd be great. Yeah.
The fun part is none of the people that appear in cameos have any idea of where they are in the movie, what the situation is or who they're talking to.
Or why they're saying what they're saying.
Why they're saying what they're saying.
Why are you asking me to say that? Okay, I'll say
it. I always have to tell, put more emotion into it. And they're like, why? It's because you're in a real intense situation. Oh, okay.
I'd have to say, as one of the people that had more lines in it, I also did not understand what was going on.
What's going on?
As someone who watched the whole film, I don't know what's going on. But it was really fun.
It's conceptual, man. Yeah. What do you think are some of the highlights? You've seen the films, and you're the person that kind of acts as one of the curators that brings in the films and puts a compilation together. So what are some of your highlight films that you think people should make sure they see?
Well, I mean, if you come, you're going to see them all.
Yes.
I thought it was really great that we got Chris Talley's got another rap video in there.
And I loved it.
It was
Zibbit.
Yeah, Zibbit.
Oh,
it's great.
Man, it was so good.
Yeah.
And he is so talented.
The first one we did, we got in our last one, and that was – it was fantastic. And then I wasn't expecting to see much from him for a little while. I was like, because that's just kind of how things go, and how many they go. But this next one, it's even better.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So, yeah. That was fantastic.
It's your classic music video. But it's really beautifully shot. He's a fantastic and dynamic performer. I don't know the name of the partner rapper that's also in that, but he's also awesome. I mean, they're both great performers. And but so anyway, yeah, that's I agree with you. That was a highlight for me as well.
Yeah.
Any others that you think about?
Yeah, I don't know. The Gemini Waltz put together like that another surfing video. Yep. And like that one's actually – that was pretty cool.
Really
too.
Cool.
And, like it's got a good variety to
like
it.
Like radical, like surfing in the waters of Juneau, Alaska craziness. Amazing to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. And there's a couple of them are a little bit longer form pieces.
Right.
Yeah, what's the one that that Damon did?
So that was what's someone called? Ocean Station November.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's telling the story of like a Doak Walker, the guy who started Doaks.
Yeah, right.
Doaks
Lock and Key. Yeah.
And kind of back when he was in,
So that's what's so cool. It's like local.
Doing some other stuff way back in the day.
And just local history, something you maybe never even knew about or even thought about. And then there's a real story behind there.
Right.
And local filmmakers telling that story. It's really exciting.
It was really cool. Yeah.
So let's talk about Jump Society in general. This is the people know it for the two kind of film fests that happen. One's in winter and one's in summer. But what are some of the other things that the Jump Film Society does? I also kind of know the answer to this. I'm on the board, but I'm going to throw it to you guys. A big part of it is really helping and fostering local filmmakers.
Yeah,
right?
I think one of the exciting entries for me this year at this festival was the one from Misha Brown. He's a local filmmaker. He turned in a film when he was in – I don't even know if he was in middle school. It was back when he – maybe he was in grade school. It was a little stop animation of a skier going down a hill, and it was done all with little models and there was a bear, and it was just a really fun little thing that he did as a kid. But then he ended up going to film school, and so I feel like he's one of our proteges of people from the local community and that has gone on to do things. And I think part of that was having an audience that's so receptive and immediate. So as a filmmaker in Juneau, if you make a short film and it's in the Jump Festival, you get the opportunity not just to have it in front of an audience, but have it in front of four audiences and on four different nights. So it's not just your friends watching it. And what I've noticed is if you put something on YouTube and your friends watch it, they'll always say, oh, that was cool. Doesn't matter what it is.
Same with the podcast.
Yeah.
just was cool.
It was cool. But the thing about the Jump Festival is – there's so many people there, they're not all going to know who you are. And especially with a comedy, if people are laughing, you know they think it's funny. If they're not laughing, that sends a message too.
Right.
And I haven't talked to a single filmmaker from another community. I've been to several film festivals, or national or international. Nobody has something like Jump, where you can just submit if you're local and you get an audience. And
it's an amazing thing. And Aaron and Pat and all the guys who've been doing it for years, Lou and Jamie, who helped put together the nonprofit part of it, Greg, all your work. I mean, all the people that do all this work on it are really to be commended. It's a really cool thing that in some ways you could almost say, oh, well, you know, boy, that's probably not that relevant anymore with YouTube. Everyone gets to see all the films. And what you really realize when you see it in an audience is how relevant it is and how important it is for filmmakers, especially when they attend. They get this reception back. They really perceive how an audience sees their film. It's a really wonderful thing to see it in an audience like that. There's nothing like it.
I think it's great to be an audience and see this stuff too, because you can kind of get like a snapshot of what people around you are doing and making. And I think that's just really fun to see what Juno's up to. And that's what I love about it.
That's a great point too.
It's not just one direction. It's both directions.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Well, we should mention that the next show is tonight, 7 p.m. Like I said before, as you were saying, delicious gourmet popcorn, of course, is a feature of Gold Town.
Gold Town.
Anytime. But also beer is being served tonight as well, contributed by Alaskan Brewing. And then on Saturday, there's a matinee showing at 4 p.m. There's no alcohol served at that one. So if you want to bring kids or whatever, that's great. And then there's a Saturday night show as well at 7 p.m. So Friday at 7 and Saturday at 7, beer served at both of those to have a little bit of fun and have a beer as well if you want. And then Saturday is a matinee, no alcohol and kids welcome and family friendly and all that.
There,
and you can have fun there too.
Yeah.
Aaron and Greg, thanks so much for coming in.
Quick plug. If you do have kids, and I think it would be great for to have more kids in the film as cameos. We have one right now, but it's perfect for that.
Yeah, terrific. If you want to be in the film, show up just like about half an hour before the show starts and we get your seats all settled, and then we can go get you filmed. And
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. This is, once again, support for Juno Afternoon comes from Sentinel.